You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, and verse 13. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Again, this is a scripture to believers, warning us about the deceitfulness of sin. I want you to know that sin is deceitful and hardening. You know, sometimes I'm amazed when people in counseling say, "Oh, sir, you know, my husband is cheating, he's into adultery, but he's not remorseful. He does not even regret it." And I'm like, "Are you born again?" She said, "Yes, I'm born again." I said, "But you should know these things, that sin is deceitful and hardening." You see, that's why we must not play with sin. When you play with sin, it is having effect on you. It is hardening your heart. And it is deceiving you. So people get to a point that something that before, if they had done that kind of thing, they'll feel guilty, they'll feel bad or remorseful. Now they don't feel anything. They don't feel it. That is the nature of sin. It is deceitful and it is very hardening. It hardens the heart. Any sin that you are playing with is just a matter of time. Your heart will become hardened. You will do it and it will not matter. I listened to a man who was caught, who had killed a lot of people. I was watching his interview and they asked him. He was a serial killer, I think, in the United States. And he said, the first killing, he felt somehow, he felt bad. He said, but subsequently, it was just a normal thing. He just kept killing until he was finally caught. You see, the first killing, he felt it. His conscience was still active. The second killing, he had become hardened. He doesn't need many killings to become hardened. A lot of people are living in sin today as if it is normal. When they started, it wasn't like that. The first time they fornicated, they felt bad, they felt terrible. Today is a normal thing. They even come on TV to discuss it, to talk about it as if they are discussing something very normal, something that they have no issue with. That's how sin works. So when you see people and you can't understand why they are so bent on these things, why they are so hardened, it is because sin hardens. That's the nature of sin. So as a believer, the scripture is warning us that we must keep our heart tender. Otherwise, it will become hardened and deceived by sin. So what did he say? He says, but exhort one another daily. Do you know this is one of the reasons for the 5 minutes daily devotion? He says, exhort one another daily. As a child of God, once you are departing from hearing the word of God, once you are not exposing your heart to the word of God regularly and consistently, you stand the risk of the deceitfulness of sin and the hardening of the heart by sin. So you must give yourself to the genuine word of God every day, all the time. I'm telling you, and you know this is instruction to believers. You just observe it. There are people today, if they stop listening to the word of God for just a week, before you know it, they are already in a backsliding state. They are already contemplating doing one sinful thing or the other because they are not yet rooted. Even those who are rooted, who are planted, who are mature in the Lord, they still need this constant watering of our heart. You see, the heart of man, he needs constant watering of the word of God. And so you can understand the plan of Satan to ensure that the word of God is not being preached in churches. So adulterers sit down in our churches, nothing touches them. Because all you are teaching them is that if they don't become rich, you will throw away your Bible. That how to be rich, how to be this, how to be this. Many marriages will still be standing today if those couples were attending churches where the truth was being preached. But people were going to places where nothing touched their sinful life. So a man could sit down in a congregation on a Sunday morning, and from there he's going to meet a strange woman and be involved in adultery, and yet is going to become active and serious in church. You can see what is going on. Sin is deceitful and very hardening. That's why you must give yourself to hearing the truth daily. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.